WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is something that hits close to home for all of us. Ever feel like you're running a never-ending race against yourself? You know, striving for perfection, beating yourself up over every little mistake, basically being your own worst critic? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? There's a better way. Today, we're diving into the power of self-compassion, and why it's not just some fluffy, feel-good concept, but a seriously powerful tool for navigating this crazy thing called life. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, achieve more, be better. It's exhausting. But what if I told you that true strength comes from being kind to yourself, even when things get tough? That's the beauty of self-compassion. It's about treating yourself with the same love, understanding, and care that you would offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. And trust me, this isn't about letting your standards slip or giving up on your goals. This is about approaching challenges with a kinder mindset, acknowledging your struggles without judgment, and recognizing that setbacks are a part of the human experience. So, why should you practice self-compassion daily? Well, here are five powerful reasons to get you started. First, self-compassion helps reduce stress and anxiety. When you're constantly beating yourself up, your mind is in overdrive, worrying about everything you haven't done right. Self-compassion allows you to step back, breathe deeply, and remember that it's okay not to be perfect. Remember that friend we talked about? You wouldn't pile on extra stress when they're already down, would you? Treat yourself with the same kindness. Second, self-compassion boosts your resilience. Life is full of ups and downs, and inevitably, you'll face challenges and setbacks. But when you cultivate self-compassion, you build a stronger inner foundation that allows you to bounce back from adversity with greater ease. Think of it like building a mental muscle. The more you practice self-kindness, the stronger you become in the face of difficulties. Third, self-compassion improves your relationships. When you're kind and compassionate towards yourself, you naturally extend that same kindness to others. It creates a ripple effect of positivity in your interactions, fostering deeper connections and stronger bonds. Fourth, self-compassion enhances your creativity and problem-solving skills. Remember, when we're stressed and critical of ourselves, our minds become rigid and stuck in patterns. Self-compassion allows for greater flexibility and openness to new ideas, leading to more creative solutions and innovative thinking. And finally, fifth, self-compassion simply makes you happier. It's a powerful antidote to the negativity bias that often dominates our thoughts. By choosing kindness over criticism, you shift your focus from what's wrong to what's right, allowing yourself to experience greater joy and contentment in everyday life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a challenging project at work, and things just aren't going your way. Deadlines are looming, frustration is mounting, and your inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you remember to practice self-compassion. You acknowledge that it's okay to feel frustrated, you remind yourself that you're doing your best, and you offer yourself words of encouragement. Maybe you take a few deep breaths, go for a short walk to clear your head, or simply treat yourself to a cup of tea and a moment of quiet reflection. By practicing self-compassion in this situation, you not only manage stress but also create space for creative problem-solving and ultimately find a way to move forward with greater clarity and resilience. See? Self-compassion isn't just about feeling good. It's a powerful tool that can transform the way you approach challenges, build stronger relationships, and cultivate a deeper sense of well-being. So, here's your call to action. Start small. Take a few moments each day to practice self-compassion. Talk kindly to yourself. Acknowledge your strengths, and be forgiving when you stumble. Remember, you're worthy of love and kindness, just as you are. Now go out there and show yourself some grace. I can't wait to chat with you all again tomorrow for another episode of The Stoic Way. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.